Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When embarking on a digital transformation, we oftentimes focus on project management, which is a really important part of digital transformation. But project management is a lot different than program management. And effective program management is the key to success for digital transformation. But what exactly is the difference between program management and project management? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And as organizations are going through digital transformations, one of the first things they focus on typically is project management. How do we get the right project manager? How do we ensure that we have the right project plan? How do we ensure that we have the right resources allocated to that project? But what ends up happening is organizations miss out on the bigger picture of an overall program, especially if you're going through a transformation in the context of not just technology implementation, but more importantly, more of a business transformation. Program management becomes even more important in those cases. So what I want to do today is talk about the difference between project management and program management and unpack those differences so that you can ultimately define a digital strategy that encompasses both and ensures that you've captured the things that are required to be successful in your digital transformation. Now, the topics I'm going to talk about today are also topics that you can find in our Digital Transformation Report, an annual report we publish each year that highlights some of the benchmarks and lessons and trends from digital transformations in the last year. And it also includes a number of software reviews and independent rankings of different technology options in the marketplace. So I encourage you to download that Digital Transformation Report, which covers these topics that I'm going to talk about today, but it also covers a lot of other topics that will help you through your digital transformation. So to start, I want to talk about project management. And that's the thing that I think most of us can get grounded in and really understand when it comes to digital transformation. So I'm not just going to call this project management, though. To clarify and be more specific, I'm going to call this software project management. And I'll discuss here in a moment why that is such an important differentiator. So software project management is essentially what most of us think about and most of us focus on when we hire a system integrator, for example, or a software vendor that's going to manage the software implementation. So this is where we get into things like the technical configuration. This is where we get into the overall design. Even before you get to the config, you have the design of the software. You'll have the technical testing of the software. And then ultimately, you're going to have the go live of the software. This is obviously not an all-inclusive project plan, but I want to call out these tasks that are commonly included within a software vendor or system integrator's proposal as the project management. Now, I don't want to be dismissive of the concept of software project management, but the reason I call this out and separate it is because it's one piece of an overall program. I'll talk in a few minutes about what those other components are, but it's really important to understand that when you hire a system integrator and a software vendor, they're really the project lead for a technical work stream. So project management is important here, but the project management is typically focused on deploying technology. And as we'll talk about, there's a lot of other pieces of a transformation that are just as, if not more important than this. And if all we do is focus on this, then what we're doing is we're underestimating the amount of effort, the amount of resources, the amount of tasks and deliverables that need to happen within a transformation. And we're neglecting all the things over here that I haven't gotten to yet that are even more important to ensure that we're successful. So to start, we want to understand what the technical project management is, but next we're going to talk about what some of the other components and work streams are within program management. So as we slowly start to unpack what program management is, I'm going to start by just saying we're going to have an overarching PMO. Typically, you want to have an overall enterprise program that's going to manage the entire program. So now what I want to do is talk about how this all ties together. Now, certainly within your overall PMO, and even if you don't have an internal PMO, by the way, this is something that you want to make sure you establish. is make sure you establish a program management office that can manage the overall program, including your software vendor and system integrator resources here. So the software vendor, software project management reports up to the PMO typically. And then that begs the question of, well, what else is there? Why do we have a whole PMO just to manage this? Well, the reason is because there's a lot more than just this. First of all, I'll say that software project management may be multiple work streams. So you may end up finding that you're not just deploying one technology, you're deploying a best of breed model, or you're deploying a core back office ERP system, but then you've got some third-party bolt-ons on top of that. So if you are deploying multiple technologies, you want to make sure that you recognize and identify that there's different threads, different software threads that have their own plans that ultimately need to be integrated up to the overall program. So that's the first thing, is you may have multiple technical and software work streams depending on what it is you're deploying. Now, secondly, even if you're just deploying one system, but especially if you're deploying multiple systems, you're going to have a segment for, call it the technical aspects that are not software specific. And specifically what I mean by this is overall system architecture, data, and integration. So it's really that overarching thread that ties together multiple technologies, and even within one technology, it ties together the different modules within this technology and any third-party bolt-ons you might have on top of that. That's really the architecture piece. So architecture, we're talking about solution architecture. How do these systems tie together? Not only the new systems that you're deploying, but in the interim, while you're deploying new technologies, chances are fairly high that you're going to want or need some sort of interim integration points to your third-party systems or your legacy systems that you have now. A lot of those systems, if not all of those systems, may go away eventually, but as you're going through the transformation, most organizations need to have that interim integration built. And so you need to have an overall solution architecture that defines how this is all going to tie together, the different technologies, the different modules within the same technologies, how does it all tie together? You also have your data and analytics, we'll call it. So this is where we get into data migration, data mapping, data cleansing, which is really just taking your old legacy data, making sure you clean it up, map it to the new system or systems, and then ultimately define what kind of analytics you want to get out of those new system or systems. So again, it does touch this part over here with project management, but typically this is out of scope with a software project manager and a software focused work stream. And then the other piece within this is the overall integration. And this is becoming an increasingly important function and an underrated function within digital transformation on the technical side, because even with the same software vendors, a lot of these software vendors have third-party systems that they've acquired that still have to be integrated with the core ERP or the core enterprise technology. So integration is very important, especially if you're deploying a best-of-breed model or you're using business intelligence and data analytics tools on top of a core enterprise technology. So this is another work stream, and this is a summary of some of the activities within the work stream that's not software specific, but it's very technical in nature. It needs to integrate with the overall PMO and overall program plan to augment what's being done here on the software project management side of things. So the next project within an overall program that needs to be managed within a successful digital transformation is organizational change management. And this is anything to do with the people side of change. And this also goes well beyond training and communications. Now, typically when you hire a software vendor and system integrator, they'll tell you that we are going to help you manage the change. We're going to do change management. We're going to do that in the form of technical training. In fact, that's a concept I didn't mention before, but here's where you would say, or where a vendor would say, we're going to do technical training to teach people how to use our system to perform transactions. That's an important part of change management, but it's one microcosm, one subset of an overarching change management plan. An overarching change management plan should look at things like change readiness. What kind of organization is it that you are today? What kind of culture do you have today? What are you trying to become? And what does that mean in terms of the potential organizational pitfalls that might come along with that and the potential sources of resistance that might come along with that? Another important work stream within change management is change impact. So this is where you look at where we are today in our current state, where we're going in our future state, and how different work groups and departments and individuals within an organization are affected by that. Because ultimately, we can't do this tech training on its own without having done this change impact. We need this change impact to be successful in our training so that we can get the changes out on the table and help educate people on what the changes will be well before we get to the tech training. So that by the time we get to technology training, now we're starting to reinforce what we've already communicated and worked through with our employee base. Now it's more a matter of just showing us how to do it within the new system. Too often, software vendors and system integrators jump straight to this, and it creates a ton of resistance and a ton of backlash within the organization because the organization isn't ready for all the massive changes that come with new technologies today. That statement, by the way, is more true the older your technology is and the more of a leap you're making in terms of upgrading your technologies. And then a final work stream I'll focus on today, although this is not every single work stream within change management that I'm talking about, but some of the highlights. Another one is the organizational design. So as we're defining the change impacts, we're typically doing that in conjunction with business process improvements. And as we're defining what the improvements are, we're identifying how people's jobs are impacted, and we're also defining how the new organization is going to look. What are the roles and responsibilities? I'm actually going to call that out as a separate call out here. Roles and responsibilities in this new organizational future state. And again, we need to understand this as an organization. Our people need to understand this so that A, they aren't alarmed by some of the changes that are coming as part of the transformation, but B, so we can get more business value out of the transformation and this massive investment we're about to make in new technology. So organizational design, roles and responsibilities is another important thread within change management. Now, for more information on what a complete change management program looks like, I've included a link to a video right here that you can click on that dives into more specifically what change management is. I have a number of other videos beyond that one video that talks about what some of the methodologies are, some of the tool sets, the deliverables you should focus on. I'm not going to dive into all that here today, but check out those videos on my YouTube channel for more information about what makes an effective change management program. And for even more information, I encourage you to download our Guide to Organizational Change Management. It's a report that I wrote or a white paper that I wrote that unpacks change management as a whole and talks about all the different work streams and threads within change management. And it gives you a roadmap for how to deploy a change management program. So I encourage you to download that Guide to Organizational Change Management in the links in the description field below.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So we've talked about software project management, talked about architecture, data, and integration, change management. Now, last but not least, is business process reengineering. So this is the whole business process thread of how we're going to change our business processes and what those processes are going to look like in the future. And a lot of times people think, well, we don't need to do this because we're already doing it over here when we deploy new software. There's some truth that this is going to drive to some degree what your business processes will look like. But if you don't have sort of a top-down vision of what you want your processes to be, regardless of what technology you're deploying, then this is going to become a very aimless work stream that's going to get out of control, go over budget, take a lot more time than it should because you don't have clarity on what you want your business processes to be. Today's modern ERP systems are more flexible than ever, and even the simplest workflows that you would think would be standard, vanilla, off-the-shelf, out-of-the-box type of technologies are not so. There's a lot of different decisions that need to be made, and if you don't have clarity on what you want your processes to be, which is why this is so important, this work stream quickly gets out of control. This work stream is impacted. You have a lot of problems here from a human adoption perspective. This becomes difficult as well because now you don't have clarity on how you're going to integrate and leverage different technologies to improve your business processes. So this is a core fundamental aspect of an effective digital transformation. And here's where you define your current state processes, You don't want to spend a ton of time here, but you do need to understand where you are today, partly because part of what you do today in most organizations, there's value in there. A lot of times executives and organizations as a whole think, let's not worry about this because this is our future state over here. Let's focus on the future state. Fair enough. You want to focus on the future state, but you do need to understand where you're starting from because there's a lot of value and a lot of core competencies you've built over decades, if not longer, that you want to preserve. And then, of course, there's improvements you want to make. There's pain points. There's deficiencies in your current business processes that you want to focus on improving. You want to prioritize what those things are, where the real business value is, what the business case justification will be. All that is an important part of defining the current state, which then leads us to the future state. And this is exactly what it sounds like. This is us defining what our future state processes are so that now we can bridge the gap between current state and future state to do our change impact. Now we've got clarity on how we're going to deploy technology here and here, and it starts to pull together the entire transformation in that way. And then, of course, I mentioned a moment ago, you've got your business case. And this is where you quantify what the ROI is, what kind of business value you expect to get out of the transformation, where you're going to get the business value. And ultimately, you use this as a tool to manage to business benefits realization as you go through the transformation and even after the transformation. Now, the reason this is so important is not only because you need to have clarity for business processes to help drive and enable some of these other work streams, but because it also gives you a lot of clarity and it gives you project governance controls as it relates to PMO or the Program Management Office. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. So now we've talked about the different pieces of an overall program. We've talked about how software project management is different than some of these other work streams and why these other work streams are so important. But now you've got a lot of different work streams that need to be tied together. That's where program management comes into play. And again, this box is intentionally different than this box. You might have an SI or a system integrator, software vendor resource that is your technical project manager. They would fill this role here, but you still need someone up here that's providing the overall program management that now ties together all these different pieces. And so there's a few different components of program management here. One is making sure that we've got the project plans aligned across these different work streams. You've got a software vendor here that's going to come together with their proposal or their timeline of what they think the technical implementation looks like. You might have multiple software vendors doing the same thing if you have multiple systems you're deploying. You've got this piece, which is the architecture, data migration, integration, which is going to augment what's done here, and that's going to determine what the overall full plan looks like as well as the full duration and timeline. Change management, of course, is its own animal. It's its own strategy that needs to be integrated with the overall transformation. And then, of course, business process improvement. And by the way, the things that are most likely to slow down a project and create disruption and cause a project to take longer than expected are these three right here. I don't want to say that this is rare, that you have delays or budget overruns here, but when it does happen, it's typically because there's issues over here that are affecting this piece here. So that's even more reason why you need a solid program management office to manage the entire program. Program management office is also important in terms of ensuring that we have project governance and controls in place. So I mentioned before how the business case is an important project governance tool because it gives us clarity and direction when we have a need to pivot or make decisions on what the project scope is going to be or where we might cut scope or add to scope. Someone has a customization request, someone wants to buy another module for technology. If we don't have this business case and ROI in place as sort of our guiding North Star for the transformation, we're going to be making these decisions based on gut feel and emotion. But here, with this in place, now we can make tangible business decisions on the rest of the project. Any changes that come along with the rest of the project, we can use this business case as a project governance tool to manage that entire thing. So essentially what the program management office is a way to tie together the entire operations or the entire set of work streams and the different projects within the overall program. And it's also a way to incorporate project governance with a project charter, the overall program plan, the business case, the overall vision and strategy for the project, the resourcing plan. All that stuff is really important from a program management perspective. And perhaps more importantly, and most importantly, is that by having this program management in place, this enables you, the implementing organization, not the system integrator, not the software vendor, but you, the implementing organization, you now have control and ownership of the overall program, and you should. This is your organization, you're deploying technology to improve your business, and you need that ownership and buy-in and support and control of the overall program. So what does this all mean to your digital transformation? Well, first of all, it means you want to open up your mind and look beyond software project management. And like I said at the beginning of this video, more often than not, software vendors and system integrators and value-added resellers propose a plan that focuses right here. But your transformation typically will entail all this other stuff, including the program management. So you want to make sure you have a full program plan that integrates all these pieces. You also want to make sure you've got project governance in place and program governance in place, and that you ultimately staff this in a way that allows you to have ownership of the overall program. And perhaps most importantly, the reason program management is so important and why this is so important to you as an organization is it allows you to focus on the things over here that are more important to success than the technical implementation. This is important, don't get me wrong, but this stuff is ultimately more important, especially these two right here. If we do this stuff really well and this really well, then chances are pretty high that this, the software project management and the architecture data and integration work streams are going to come together better than if you hadn't focused on those things. So I hope this has provided you some direction and guidance on the difference between project management and program management and how this might relate to your digital transformation. For more information and best practices, I encourage you to download our digital transformation report, annual report we publish each year that contains a number of digital transformation best practices, independent software reviews, and other tips and lessons learned from digital transformations that we've helped guide our clients through throughout the world. You can find a link to that report as well as other resources that I think will be helpful to you in the links below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.